is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The U.S. military says its forces conducted a strike in self-defense against a Houthi anti-ship cruise missile headed for U.S. Navy ships in the Red Sea. This comes as the U.S.-led coalition launched a new round of strikes in Yemen on Saturday. Correspondent David Martin from the Pentagon.
This time, the U.S. and Great Britain struck a total of 36 Houthi targets in Yemen with jet fighters and cruise missiles. The targets were underground ammo bunkers, missile launchers, and radars. It's too soon to know how successful the strikes were, but this is the third time the two countries have joined in an attempt to knock out or at least degrade the Houthis' ability to threaten commercial shipping in the Red Sea.
Now to more turmoil in the Middle East. Israeli forces pushing their way into the city of Rafah, where the UN says more than half of Gaza's population has taken refuge. CBS's Deborah Pata from Jerusalem.
The Israeli military is now eyeing Rafah, all the way down south, right on the edge of the border with Egypt. Two Israeli airstrikes hit the outskirts of the town, killing at least 17, including children. Caught in their firing line, a residential area, homes flattened.
Now here in the U.S., Southern California is bracing for what the National Weather Service is calling the largest storm system of the season. Correspondent Elise Preston is in Long Beach.
Californians rush to get ready, filling up sandbags. Hopefully this works. Lining the streets with protective concrete barriers and building massive beach berms in Long Beach to brace for a dangerous atmospheric river that could drop rain nonstop for days.
It doesn't happen very often, but when it does, we just want to make sure we're prepared so the water doesn't get in the house.
CBS News projects President Biden wins the Democratic presidential primary in South Carolina. Correspondent Nicole Killian is in Columbia.
South Carolina voters turned out at the polls in the first sanctioned Democratic primary in the country.
I voted for President Biden because he looks out for the people.
I will not vote for Trump for anything.
Democrats moved South Carolina up in the primary calendar before Iowa and New Hampshire to appeal to a more diverse electorate.
Is Taylor Swift going to be the darling of the Grammys? The Observer's Joe Levy.
We are watching to see if Taylor Swift makes Grammy history. If she wins Album of the Year, she will be the most awarded Album of the Year winner in Grammy history.
There is a lot to look forward to, including a performance for the first time from Joni Mitchell. The show airs Sunday night on CBS and streams on Paramount Plus. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Musical Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, Cat and the Hurricane. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
8:03 in Madison, Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, broadcasting to Wisconsin on the Civic Media app. Original local music until midnight. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Carbon 4 Brewing, located on Madison's east side, making high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. And visit their tap room to find exclusive creations on their brewers and sample local snacks and live music. Carbon4.com. And by Herbal Aspect, cannabis elevated. Three Madison locations and online at herbalaspect.com. Time now for some brand new music here on Max Inc. Radio. This band is called Automatic Lover. Helena. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. We did it again. Brand new music you've never heard before. Automatic Lover. That song is called Helena Rocker.
Did you see Rocker dancing?
That doesn't happen very often.
As much as he dances. But we were all rocking out in here, and I saw some folks over in the other room dancing around. And yes, Rocker, we saw you dance. Just a little
that's,
bit.
That's even more rare than Jimmy Kay dancing.
Oh, I've seen you dance.
Oh, yeah, that
I'm
is.
I'm sorry,
yeah,
by the way.
Jimmy, these guys do it for the love of music.
Obviously.
Automatic Lover is what happens when a singer from Sonora, Mexico meets a drummer from Superior, when keyboards steeped in jazz and salsa meet guitars raised in 80s hardcore and Afrobeat, when bass slaps back at its early metal roots with a whole horn section full of funk. This is Automatic Lover. Shannon, Euro, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having us here.
This is incredible.
Wow.
I know.
That song got me pumped up. I love it a lot. So
thank you.
It was so good, yes.
So you guys are brand new, right? Fresh out of the gate?
Yeah.
Yeah, brand new.
Brand new.
I think we first got together May-ish. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Talk about the story. What was the genesis of...
please tell.
Of Automatic Lover?
It depends how far you want to go back. But
let's go back to March.
Well, wait. I think it's important to say, though,
yes,
that this is a little bit of an all-star band, right? These members are from Big Payback, Pink Romantic Steel, the Jimmies, Youngblood Brass Band, Little Earthquakes. I mean, there's a lot of history in this band, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
tell us the backstory.
Yeah,
how'd you guys get
together?
So the
bands you just mentioned, most of those are bands that the horn section
has played. Of course,
in.
Right?
But we go way back as well. So Uriel was in a band called Prole here in town for a long time. We were in a band called Smoking with Superman, the bass player, the drummer, and I.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Way back in the day, another horn band. And we had had a recording project called Little Earthquakes that got us through COVID. It was wonderful for just like a COVID recording project. Never quite made the transition to live music for some reason. And then as we were trying to figure out what to do, we were talking to Uriel, and we're like, you should move up here and play music with us, because we miss him, right? He's an old friend of ours. You tell the rest of the story.
Oh, good.
After 18 years, I came just for vacations. I went back home. I'm from northwestern Mexico. I'm from Sonora, like the Sonoran Desert, Arizona, in the other side of the Trump wall, you know?
Yeah, on the other side.
Yes.
Can't swear on the radio, man.
Okay, so, and I was living in Mexico City. I was living in different other cities, making music, producing, always in the show business. I'm a video maker as well. So I came after 18 years for the Little Earthquakes CD album release party. CD release party. I'm so old. I came. They started telling me, why don't you come back? Okay. But give me a chance. It was in mid-April. I went back home and I told them, yes, I'll be back by November. Within this year, like 2023, I'm going to be back in Madison to make music with you guys. I got back 3 days after.
Oh.
I got fired.
Oh, no.
Yeah, a bunch of people lay off, like 30 people.
At least you already had a plan.
Yes, I used to be into the solar energy industry. And then I was like, oh, I'm going back to Madison. How wonderful plan from the universe. So here I am.
It was great. We got a call from him from the road, and he had just hit the road. He was like, I'm moving back. And he got, I don't know what, like 20 miles outside of town, and all of his stuff was packed on the top of the car. And it's like three of the suitcases fell off the top. He's like, my clothes are all over the highway.
Oh.
It's like the Beverly Hillbillies from Sonora.
Yeah, that's it.
Did you make any music down back home in Mexico?
Yes, of course. Yes, yeah. I was producing stuff for myself.
Sure.
And as well for other people, other artists. But there was a moment that I was more involved into video making than music. Mm-hmm. But I've been always producing some writing and playing. I have a solo I have a bunch of projects. Yeah, but
you have to be multitasking, I think, all the time these days.
And more when you don't have the budget, you got to do everything.
Right.
Was there a strong music scene back home for you? Or?
Yes, of course, especially in Mexico City. You know, it's the biggest city in the world.
Yeah.
I live in Mexico City from 11 to 18. Man, it's crazy multiculturalist. Yeah.
What's the best area in Mexico City to go see, like here in Madison, local independent bands just coming up?
Of course, I'm always gonna say Mexico City because the size. There's
like where in Mexico City?
Oh, okay.
Like a specific place that's a favorite or something
it's
like that.
It's like around. Is that like downtown center area, which is like Condesa and Narvarte, Roma, Roma Norte, Roma Sur. So all that is packed with artists and musicians and great scene there.
So how does it feel for you to have been here and you left and then you came back to visit? And obviously you only left for a few days and came back. Are you happy to be back in Madison? Are you happy to be making this music?
Oh my God. I love this area. I've lived in so many cities here in the U.S. as well for Mexico. And this is my favorite one, honestly. It's just the level of musicianship and everything here is amazing. Having this kind of media, you know, like you guys supporting the local scene is just unbelievable.
Isn't that great to hear?
Thank you
for the music because wow, that was fun to listen to.
Thank you.
Now you guys have a new album coming out soon, Automatic Lover, and we just heard the first single, Athena. Tell us about the new album, when it's coming out, and how we can get it.
Yeah, so we're about eight to nine songs recorded. We've got all the tracks down for it. We need to get the horns on them.
don't forget the horns, man.
Well, the guys that signed on 2 weeks ago. The horns that you hear on the album are a friend of Uriel's from back in Mexico.
Oh, that's cool.
We sent him ideas. He was able to get them recorded for us and sent us the tracks back. Mm-hmm. But to have local guys that can come in and put their stamp on it, man, we're over the moon. We're super excited.
Oh, man. What a multicultural album too. Wow.
Yeah. When are we going to see
this? Do you have a goal for getting it out?
The plan is to start doing singles. We'll do one a month until we get like four or five out, and then we'll put the album out.
And those will debut on Max Inc. Radio.
If you want. You have us back. Absolutely.
Of course we do.
Yeah.
Done deal.
Woo. I knew it.
And vinyl?
Pinky swear.
Are you putting it out on vinyl? Is that the big?
That's the plan, yeah.
Yay. Gotta go to Waxy Poodle.
Well, I don't know them.
Waxy Poodle, two A's, two O's. They're a local record stamping. They make their own records right here in Madison.
Noted.
Waxy Poodle.
Yeah. Waxy Poodle. So I gotta know, Automatic Lover. That's a sexy name. tell me about naming the band Automatic Lover.
So the sexy part for starters.
Yeah.
But honestly, there's something about the creative act that the people who do this, like you just have to do it, right? And to make something that comes from here, that comes from inside, that's what it means to me. I don't know, what does it mean to you?
That point, nobody knows who brought up that name. It wasn't a list.
It just came.
They thought it was a keyboard player from Little Earthquakes, or the singer, they called them to ask them for permission to get the name. And they said, it wasn't me.
Oh, my gosh.
And then Annie, it wasn't me either. It's like, and so we don't know who came up with that name, but it's a great name.
It is. It will stick in people's heads,
It will stick in people's heads.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The name matches the music. I mean, that first song that we heard, it totally matches. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's baby-making music right there.
Oh, God. That's a good one.
You heard it's not.
Absolutely. That's a lover.
That's a good slogan for the band, Automatic Lover.
Baby-make music. Yeah.
We're going to get stickers. Woo, oh, God.
Well, now you've got a story, at least when people are like, yeah, so where did you come up with that thing, like baby-making music? You're like, well, we were on the Max Inc. Radio with Jimmy K.
I'm sorry once again. I apologize.
Oh, man.
So now Absolute Lover, Automatic Lover, will be at Firefest in Cambridge on June 8th.
Come on, you guys.
Is this your debut show then, right now?
That would be the first. We're trying to get a couple of things. We've only just started to put feelers out for getting shows out.
Okay.
This is a
great one, though. I have some friends that have played that and had a blast.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool event. Yeah.
There's musicians that are listening to us right now and want to invite us to open for their shows. We're...
Very
more
good.
Than open. Very we want a place.
How do people get hold of you?
We're so excited to get in front. Actually, that's a really good question.
Oh, no!
Instagram, on Instagram, yeah. We're an Automatic Lover Band.
Yeah, okay. That's the easiest way through social
media. And on Facebook,
too. Facebook, Facebook, Instagram, yeah.
We'll share that, too, so people listening will go, oh, okay, cool.
Great to meet you both. Thank you for coming in. Wow. Really appreciate
you guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
All right. Which one of you were in a little earthquake? You are. All right. We're going to play this. This is my favorite Little Earthquake song right here. It's Digital Cowboy.
Oh, yeah.
I love this song. It's a great jam. Max Hank on Civic Media. We are local music.
make you uncomfortable. Get under your skin. Life to get naked. Let's all jump in. Vibrate it high and push it bottom to 10. Then come on in. See, you best believe work starts today. So roll up your sleeves. Make time to pray. Then get off your knees. Get up. It's time to get paid. But you best believe before you see now. But if you want it, you got it. That feeling inside ya, that burning desire, ignite your internal fire. Fire. Internal fire. Fire. Up late, up early.
Up early.
I just can't sleep. You see, I gotta stay hungry if I wanna eat. And I gotta flow nasty when I'm on this beat. And I gotta stay sexy. Ooh. When I'm in these sheets, God made me funky. And so unique, God made you funky. And so complete. So if you want it, you got it. That feeling inside ya, that burning desire. Ignite your internal fire. Internal fire. Fire. Set it off, yeah. Woo.
Set it. Set it.
Ooh, set it off. I said, set it, set it, ooh, set it off. So if you want it, you got it. That feeling inside ya, that burning desire. Ignite your internal fire. Internal fire! 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 Come on! Hey!
Internal Fire. That's Adem Tesfaye on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr
hello,
hanging out with
hello.
You. Having fun tonight, Terry?
Wow. I'm overwhelmed by everyone who is here.
Yeah.
The music has been terrific. The interviews, so much fun. And I feel like we're just getting started.
I do too. We got Live in the Lair coming up at 9 o'clock tonight. Max Inc. Heavy is coming up at 10 o'clock. Don't forget, you can listen to Max Inc. Radio anywhere you go on the Civic Media app. Rocker, earlier today, we announced a couple of shows. One,
yeah.
We're going to be in Green Bay for the Whammies in May 18th and 19th.
Put that on your calendar.
That's going to be a party weekend in Green Bay. Looking forward to that. We also announced the Max Inc. Concert series in
Waukesha.
Waukesha. Thank you, Rocker. What's the lineup with that? Bony Fingers and Iron Plow, right?
That's correct, Jimmy.
And that's the date and where?
That is February 16th. That's a Friday night at 7 p.m. at Maddie's Bar and Music Lounge in Waukesha. And nice. That's Civic Media and the Shaw 101 FM present.
And it's free.
And it's free. It's coming up very soon, too.
No cover charge.
We have one more show to announce tonight, Rocker, and it happens to be a Max Inc. matinee right here in Madison.
That's right, Jimmy. Max Inc. matinee series presented by Civic Media and Mad Radio 92.7 FM. Sunday afternoons at the High Noon Saloon. Doors are at noon. Bands 1 to 4 p.m. You can get home by dinner, Jimmy.
Oh,
this one
nice.
Is Sunday, February 18th, and it's going to feature the German art students and El Donk. And we're getting one more band, which I'll let you know. But the interesting thing about this show is that the German art students premiered, I think, more than 20 years ago, mm-hmm. and their first gig was at OK's Corral, opening for El Donk.
No kidding. That's
so
a
they're
great
going
story.
To open for El Donk here more than 20 years later at the Max Inc. matinee series presented by Civic Media and Mad Radio 92.7 on February 18th at the High Noon Saloon. From band start at 1, doors at noon.
Mm-hmm. And you're out of there by... For dinner time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Before dinner time.
Mm-hmm. There's more information on the Facebook event. Of course, we'll link that at maxincradio.com. Hey, we're going to talk about home concerts next on Max Inc. Radio.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at FreeBellyRubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Happy Saturday night, everybody, listening across the Civic Media Radio Network. Hope you got that app on your phone, civicmedia.us. Get that app. Find it at any app store. Don't forget Max and Kevin coming up at 10 o'clock tonight, Rocker.
Jimmy, just last week, we interviewed Create Wisconsin's director, Ann Katz.
Yay!
And during the interview, we learned a lot about, and including that Ann's hubby, David Wallner, puts together live music shows in his living room and backyard, and they call it Our House Concerts. Since 2011, this Madison power couple have put more than 90 concerts together and have featured local, national, and international performers. Oh. Focusing on Americana and jazz, it's a house party with music. Here's hoping that they have a lazy boy, Jimmy. David, and welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
They laughed at Power Couple. I love that. I totally agree. Oh, my gosh. That's adorable.
You know, I mean, Cree, Wisconsin, Our House Concerts. Yeah. I mean, holy cow, it's a music conglomerate.
I don't know the last time we had a guest, Anne, when a guest was on 2 weeks in a row.
How about that?
I think this might be something that we have to put in the record books.
We are breaking.
I'm going to just come back every week.
She's a super, superstar.
And we're breaking all kinds of records with all different things tonight, which is really fun. You guys, I am so curious about how you do this. Your house, well, it's called Our House Concerts.
Our House. A very, very, remember that?
Crosby, Stills, Nash. Nice. Yeah. This concept, though, how did you get this started? And, I mean, where do you take inspiration to actually go, I'm going to turn my house into a live music venue? What the heck?
Oh.
Oh, no.
12 years ago, we were sitting in the Merchant Restaurant up off the square, and Josh Hardy, a local Americana singer, and Sims Delaney Podhoff with Harmonious Whale were doing a show. And we approached them after their performance, after we had dinner, and we said, we've been thinking about doing a house concert. Do you guys want to come over and be the first? And it was December, and they said, sure. And it worked fantastic, and we got people to show up. And 12 years later, we're still rocking and rolling. Yeah.
And David counted.
You got to move.
Got to get right into the mic.
David counted, and I think we're almost at 90 concerts.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So
wow.
And it was just, we'd heard about house concerts before, and we thought we would just do one, just to see what it was like. And then we said, well, that worked pretty well. And we had a jazz singer come up from Chicago with her piano player on our second or third. And then we just said, hey, this is a gas, and it's a good excuse to clean your house.
Oh!
You got to get the toilet bowl and, the carpets clean.
Also, we like to have parties, so this is just...
Obviously.
It's a house party with music.
But is this a lot of work, too? I mean, oh my gosh, you guys.
Well, okay, here's my story. I said I was going to tell it. So it's a lot of work, but it's a lot of work, but it's, it's worth it. But there is always a moment when I'm setting up the chairs and I'm moving furniture around and it's getting stuck in the doorway. And I don't want to do this anymore. It's too much work.
She couldn't tell you the way she really says it.
I don't want to swear on the air.
Yeah,
thank you.
He was mouthing the word to me.
Yeah, the FCC would be on your own.
And, I have a little meltdown and then I set the rest of the chairs up and... It's fine. I will say that we started doing outdoor concerts. We had to cancel 5 concerts in 2020, unfortunately. Yeah. And then all of a sudden we thought, wait, we could do it in our neighbor's backyard. Our neighbors are very nice. And so now we do about as many outdoor concerts as we do indoor concerts. And that's easier because I don't have to set up the chairs.
Absolutely.
But it's a different feeling. We can get more people. We've had beautiful nights with full moons coming up when the musicians are playing.
We had a performer from Chicago a couple summers ago named Radoslav Lorkovic, and he was playing in the birch trees, and the moon came up at about 8:30 in the backyard. And he said, this is the Carnegie Hall of house concerts. So we should use that in our promotion sometime.
I love it.
What do your neighbors say about this? I mean, do you have any neighbors? Or
we have lots of neighbors. We live near Tenney Park. We live in an urban neighborhood.
Yeah.
But we have never had anyone complain. I mean, it's folk music. We're not blasting heavy metal in the backyard. Mm-hmm. We usually try to tell the neighbors around us that we're going to be doing the concerts. Our neighbors right behind us, they sit in their backyard and listen to the music.
Great.
And they give us money for the musicians.
Oh my gosh.
So, I mean, everybody wins.
Well,
yes.
Just so you know, Iron Plow would be interested in playing in your backyard.
You know, I think, I can't think of any.
Are you good enough?
We're talking, are we heavy enough?
We're trying to see if the Stones will come at some point.
There you go.
It's either going to be Iron Plow or the Stones. We don't know yet.
Now, I heard that you guys saw tonight's guest, The Listening Party, for the first time at an Atwood Fest and eventually booked them for a concert in your own home. It sounds like a fun way to research bands. Tell us about that.
Yeah, no kidding.
We're 2016, and we were over there, I think, in August or July, and they were playing. We said, hey, these guys are pretty cool. And, you know, Ann thought they were good looking, you know, and I said, well, I don't know.
I agree. And
they have beards.
Young and cute.
No, uh-huh. Yeah. And we approached them after the show, and I said, you know, we'd love to have you come do a show for us. And we promised we'd give you all the money that we take in, plus a lot of free beer. And when I said beer, their eyes lit up, and it was like we shook hands, and we had a deal right then.
Oh, wow! So
but that is kind of how we research research. We like music, so yeah. We go out to hear music, and we have so many clubs here now. It's it's really wonderful, and all the festivals. And then David spends a fair amount of time looking around the interwebs to find people. And now that we've been doing it for a while, we get two or three agents or musicians contacting us a week.
No kidding.
From not only in this country, but from Sweden, South Africa.
We had, in the last 6 months, we've gotten requests from a guitar player from Japan, a duo from Italy, a trio from Australia, wow. And a guy from Brazil.
What's the biggest artist that you've ever had play in your backyard or in your living room?
Have you heard of Alison Russell?
Yes.
Yes. So before she was a famous mega superstar like she is now, and I hope she wins a Grammy on tomorrow night, she and her husband had a band called Birds of Chicago, and they were at our house three times.
Oh, my gosh.
In fact, and amazing together, and she's amazing by herself, but they brought their daughter on tour until she was old enough to go to school. So we had the baby with the babysitter in the basement, and Allie and JT playing upstairs. And they were the last band we did before the pandemic, before we shut down. And, you know, after that, she went off and is now having this amazing career, and she's going to play with Joni Mitchell tomorrow night. And, you know, that's amazing. So she's kind of our, you know, we're very proud of her. Like, we knew her when.
Yes.
And,
wow.
Sort of follow that's her huge. That way. So that's pretty cool.
This is blowing me away. Dave and Ann here from Create Wisconsin and our house concerts. All right. So if I'm listening to this, I'm thinking to myself, I would love to do something like this. Open my home.
I know. That's
have live
what I
music.
Said too.
You said it earlier too, Terry.
It sounds scary, but
it does.
What exciting.
What are if someone's out there thinking about doing this, what is some of the best advice that you could offer? Maybe a couple pitfalls that we don't know about.
Oh, buy a six pack and come over to our house. We'll give you the lowdown. No, it's the performers often stay with us overnight. We've had people stay with us three or four nights in a row before they head out to the West Coast. Mm-hmm. We put them up. We feed them. We show them around the city. We put them in a kayak on the lake or get them on bikes.
Wow.
And they're so grateful, especially, I mean, it's like we pay really well. We give them all the money that we have, that we take in from the show.
We don't.
which is not very much. But, no, but all the money we take in from the shows goes to the performers. We don't keep a nickel, and that's part of our commitment. And people are so grateful and thankful.
So you're opening your home, you're feeding musicians,
yes.
You're giving
they get
them
to sleep
activities,
there.
You're
they
giving
sleep
them a
at
show,
our house.
Yep.
You're
yep.
giving them all your money.
Yep, yep. We verified that. Yes.
You all like ought Incredible. To be like given this key to the city or something like that. That's amazing. It's so charitable.
You know, it I mean, as we said, we like to have parties, so we just add music and you know, you have to make sure that the house is clean. I will say that, or clean enough.
Yeah.
You set up the chairs. You put some food out. I mean, every house concert is different. Some people take money at the door. We get people to pay beforehand. And you just let people in your house, and you have music for them. And
I
then
love
you,
it.
It's not hard. It's pretty easy.
And when these people say they go do So Far Sounds, like
yes.
the Listening Party Band, and they mm-hmm. get $100, it's like, oh my, why do you do that?
And that's all they're paid. I did not even realize that when you hear about it.
I mean, I know people love So Far Sounds.
Uh-huh,
but...
So our house concerts have a ton of shows coming up in 2024. And
I'm
the first
bust
one
in on them.
Is Saturday, February 17th with Danny Nichols and Sarah Peacock. Give us a little preview of your upcoming concert schedule.
Well, I'll say, sorry, David, I'm just going to bust in here. Danny was at our house two summers ago and played in the backyard, and it wasn't raining all day, and then when she started to sing, it started to rain, but people were holding umbrellas over her head, and which was one magical. She stayed with us for 4 days because she went to Mile of Music in Appleton first and then came over to our house, and she was delightful. And now she's coming back with her friend Sarah, who we don't know, but we, you know, we love her sound. I guess they're bringing Sarah's baby with them with them too, and the au pair. So, you know, we're always like with the listening party, which was at our house 3 times. We're always glad when people will come back.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to that. We've got another group that was at our house a few years ago called Rough and Tumble, and they're from
Nashville.
Ooh, sorry, they live on the road actually, but they're from Nashville. A woman named Ruth Wyand from Denver. No, from
Durham.
From Durham, sorry.
Close.
You know, yeah. a guy named Mike Vitale in August from California. And then Katie Dahl, who's from Door County and very, you know, she's based in Door County. That's where she lives. But she tours around the country with Peter Mulvey and Willie Porter. Mm-hmm. And so she's coming in November. And as we said, we get so many requests. I'm sure we'll fill in. We can't, you know, we can do one every 6 weeks to 2 months.
Yeah.
And we have to have time to promote them. But we're hoping to get a few more concerts this year. So,
so
that
if someone wants to get in, though, I mean, is it a secret password or?
You got to get a hold of neighbors.
So, So here's what has to happen. David is sitting at the computer listening and he'll say, come hear this. And if I come over to the computer and go after 3 seconds, ooh, then we know that that's who we want. So there's a lot of really good music out there, but we kind of have to be struck by this feeling that these people are really good. They would fit well in our house. People would want to come see them, and we'd have fun.
So if we want to come see them, how do we get in the door?
Well, we're on Facebook with Our House Concerts. And then we can give our email address.
Sure, go ahead.
Which is Andave, A-N-N-E-D-A-V-E. At chorus, chorus.net.
That's awesome.
We don't have a website. You know, we're very low tech.
Well, that's
you know, that's great, though, because this is enough. You know when people are getting excited about something and are going to be attending.
Yeah, we post everything on, you know, Wart and on Mad Folk. And on Simply Folk.
We now have an email list of over 1,000 people.
I believe that.
And we use that a lot. So
that's amazing. Dave, and thank you so much for coming in. Appreciate you. I love what you do.
Thanks for having us.
Our House Concerts, it's up on Facebook, you said?
Yes.
And get on that mailing list, too. That's probably key right there. Let's do some music now from, let's do Amelia Ford. That sounds like a winner, right? We got Live in the Lair coming up with the listening party. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Show you pre-state.
Shop local. Eat local. Listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
On Civic Media, we are local music. That's Convoy. Brand new music from them is called Sometimes. Before that, Amelia Ford. Thanks to Wade and, or excuse me, thanks to Dave and Ann for coming in, telling us about Our House Concerts live in the Lair with the listening party is just around the corner. If you want, give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text inside the Civic Media app if you want to ask questions to the listening party. They're next. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group on Max Inc. Radio.
Stretching through the surface, I can't indulge these urges.
Radio. Radio for the people.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.